CQCQ, welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the instant fresh of amateur radio, this net is called nightly 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater. It's also the Echo Link node 545072. In the event of emergency, this net may be activated. Atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles north of the South Carolina, North Carolina border, 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border, the repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed offer on the frequency are invited to check in. Do we have any form of emergency traffic announcements or bulletin for the net this evening? Please call WG4MC. Now begin the roll call. Want to remind everyone this is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please keep your call sign. Phonetically, as always, appreciated. Name, location, and seeing your intent to remain on the net for the ratio portion. Before we begin our RF check-ins, let's start with Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. This is Whiskey November 4, Victor, WN4V, John, down here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative, and good evening at WN4V.
G4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome WN4V, that's John, Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. Appreciate you stopping by, John. Our additional stations, Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo India 4 SO Tango Yankee, AI4ETY, Chris down here in southern Greenville County. Just testing out this new laptop with Echo Link.
WG4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KI4ETY, that's Chris in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you talking about Chris, and you're light with using the laptop. You might want to move closer, a little bit closer with the microphone. Anyway, we're ready to get you in the log. I've got an additional Echo Link station up. If you don't have audio capability, just send me a text message. We'd love to get you checked in. All right, this is WG4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Now going to our RF check-ins. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John in Edmond. No comment, no traffic.
D4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KN4RJN, that's John and Edmund. Appreciate you stopping by, John. You have a wonderful evening. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC or Net Control. Get that group all to yourself for the moment. So we'll slide down to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your suffix begins one of those call letters. You're invited to check in on WG4MC.
MC. In Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa, Landon, Mobile, Travis Rest, negative, negative.
Welcome, Melinda, and mobile around in Traverse Rest, KG4WNP. Landon, you be careful out there on the mobile, and appreciate you stopping by. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Kelly 4 Whiskey, KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Good evening, Matt, and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Thank you, sir.
G4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KC4W, that's Bill and Anderson. Appreciate you stopping by, Bill. You have a wonderful evening. We'll slide down to the next alphabetical group. To the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
MC. Please check in. November 4th, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative tonight.
WG4MC, Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. And I may or may not be here for your net report, Matt. If I'm not here, just send it to me in an email. I appreciate it. W4DJW.
See. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
Welcome in for DJC. That's Jerry and Anderson. Appreciate you stopping by, Jerry. Then we also have W4DJW, Dave and Greer. And not a problem, Dave. If you're not around, to stick around for the end. I'll email that to you, no problem. And then we have David and Inman. And you're a little bit scratched there. I got K or A O W. Is that a QSL, sir? Hi, this evening, Dave. And again, I hope you have a wonderful evening. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Third, looks like we have another Echo Link station up, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Please call WG4MC.
Net Control, please check in Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo. W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, scan 4HTP. Will be negative and negative, but listening for a bit, 7-3.
W2MJB, that's Mark in Simpsonville, and he brings along his wife, Wendy, KN4HTP. Mark, please tell Wendy we said hello, and they're checking in Simpsonville via Echo Link. All right, we'll slide down to the next alphabetical group, which would be Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Your suffix begins one of those call letters. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, good evening, Matt. Please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. Fred in Traveler's Rest and my wife Isla, November 4, India, Echo India. We are negative and negative in TR, thank you.
Ford MC. Kilo, Whiskey 4, Echo Kilo, KW4EK. Name is Ethan in Anderson, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative tonight. I hope everybody had a wonderful day.
MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome Fred in Traverse Rest, N4FCM, and his wife Isla, N4IEI. Fred, please tell Isla to say hello. And again, hope y'all are doing well out there in TR. Then we have Ethan and Anderson, KW4EK. Appreciate you stopping by, Ethan. Good to hear you on the net. I haven't heard you in a while. Anyway, appreciate you stopping by. Have a wonderful evening. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel, East of H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in on WG4MC.
Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene in Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome W4FHJ. That's Gene in Taylor's. Appreciate you talking about Gene. You have a wonderful evening. All right, looks like we have another Echo Link station up, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard in Slabtown.
So welcome via Echo Link, KK4FTU, that's Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown. Appreciate you talking about Richard. Hope you have a wonderful evening. All right, sliding down the next alphabetical group this evening, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC, Bo Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, 73 for each one of you.
MC. Here we are again, talking to one another on the Overeagle Radio. Hope you've been all right since we talked last. If you would, please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. Make our home in Greer. Mark is in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
4-MC. Mo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, N. K-I-4-L-Z-I on HT. And Table Rock. No traffic, no round tape.
Please check in on Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. Dustin Gaffney, good evening to you all on the net, 73.
Form C with the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome this great group of folks, starting with KK4 JFO, that's James up there on that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, James, and again, hope you have a wonderful evening. Then we got KK4 JBQ, that's Larry. He lives on his wife Donna, KC4 MFK, they make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Then we got Andy up there on that mountain in Table Rock, KI4LZI, appreciate you talking about Andy. Then we got Dennis and Gaffney, KG4JIA, appreciate you talking about Dennis. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're ready to check in with WG4MC.
Oh. Matt, please check in Kilo, November 4, Lima, Bravo, Oscar. That's KN4LBO. And also please check in KZ4M. That's Mr. Tom. We are mobile in Greer. We'll be negative and negative. And I think I forgot to tell you, this is Sharon, but maybe you know KN4LBO. Thanks, Matt.
Pharmacy with the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome Ms. Sharon, KN4LBO. And she's moving around with Tom, KZ4M. Sharon, please tell Tom we said hello, and y'all be careful out there on the mobile and Greer. All right, we'll slide down to the next alphabetical group this evening. Mike through Papa, M3P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, while in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
RMC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet, like to welcome KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and she brings on the family, starting with her husband Rick, KK4DMW, their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Lorena, please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Y'all have a wonderful evening down there in Piedmont. There was another station that you were barely breaking the repeater. I just got a little flicker. If you're on HT, handy talkie, try moving around a little bit, or if you're mobile, try to boost your power up. Go ahead and try it again, sir. WG4MC.
Delta 4, Oscar Tango Whiskey, James and Anderson, no traffic.
Send WD4OTW. Appreciate you stopping by, Dave, and again, have a wonderful evening. Dissociations, Mike through Papa, M3P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. 4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome Pat down there in Malden, K4OSH. Appreciate you talking about Pat. You have a wonderful evening. Thanks for checking in. All right, folks, we've been through that alphabet once, so let's open up to that B group, Alpha through Zulu. Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC.
4MZ. Evening, please check in K4BAN, Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha, November. Alex and Clemson, negative name.
Hotel Uniform, Alex and Columbus, no traffic, no comments.
WD4DYH, Johnny. Traveler's Rest, mobile, on the way home from work. No traffic, no round table. Good evening to you, sir.
MC, in the net, please
check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK, Shane, Mobile, and 85. No traffic, no table.
MC. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew. And Matt, that station down in Anderson, that's Kilo Delta 4, Oscar Tango Whiskey. His name's James. Hadn't heard him in a long time, but that's who it was. Just, I think you said Whiskey Delta, but it's Kilo Delta.
E4MC. Please check in Kilo X-Ray 4, Sierra Delta Whiskey, KX4SDW. This is Steven over in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative, over.
Fizz. Bravo 3, India Sierra Foxtrot, checking in.
F4MC with the Liberty's Team Internet would like to welcome K4BAN, that's Alex in Clemson. Appreciate stopping by, Alex. We also have Alex in Columbus. W4SHU, appreciate stopping by. And then we got Johnny, mobile around in Traverse Rest, WD4DYH. Appreciate stopping by, Johnny. You be careful off there on the roadways after a hard day's work. Then we have Shane, also mobile around in I-85, N4ZLK. Appreciate stopping by, Shane. Then we got Gary, KI4DOS, and he runs on his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Gary, please tell Joy hello, and thanks for crashing on that previous check-in. Then we have Steven in Liberty, KX4SDW. Appreciate stopping by. And that last station, KB3ISB, if I can get your name and your location for the log, please, sir. WG4MC.
Yes, sir. It's KB3ISF, India Sierra Foxtrot. Name on this end is Jimmy. Traveled down to Spartanburg, South Carolina. Home QTH is Martinsburg, West Virginia. I just was scrolling around the repeater book and found you guys and seen there was a net at 2100.
Welcome, KB3ISF. That's Jimmy in Spartanburg, but home QTH is in West Virginia, I believe. Jimmy, well, welcome down here. I hope you enjoy your stay. And again, we do this net each night, 9 p.m., usually different net control each night. And if you have EchoLink capability, we are on EchoLink, and the node is 545072. Anyway, appreciate you stopping by. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4RHF, Kilo 4, negative tonight, and thanks for hosting the net. 73, stay everybody.
Check in November 7, Yankee Papa, N7YP, Jackson Taylors, negative, negative.
Oh, bro. Steve in Elizabethtown, North Carolina. And I'll be here for comment if you do that. No traffic.
I'm Steve with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I had a double there, but I did get N7YD. And if you can come back with your name in just a second, I believe you're in Taylor's. Appreciate you stopping by. Then we got Steven up there in North Carolina, KB0. KBJ. Now, Steven, be back with you in a little bit for some comments. That first station, I couldn't get you if you could come back, and then the station in Taylor's come out with your name, WG4MC.
Yankee Papa, Judge and Taylor's, negative, negative, sir.
I do appreciate that, and again, you have a wonderful evening. All right, additional station to Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Net control. Number 4, Delta Sierra, Harry, mobile in Greenville County, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is Bob, K4RHF. I think I'm the other one that doubled a second ago. Kilo 4 Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot, and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for hosting that, and 73 to everybody.
Number 6 with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, I'd like to welcome N4DDS, that's Harry, in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by, Harry. Then we got Bob and Taylor's K4RHF. Appreciate you talking about Bob. All right, looks like we might have another Echo Link station up. So Echo Link station is only for the Blue Ridge 2 internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. This is WG4MC now securing the phone ports of the net. With all thanks for everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG portion with KB0KBJ. Call WG4MC.
Hey, good evening. So, it's fairly nice out here tonight in southeastern North Carolina. Outside once again in my t-shirt and don't even have a coat on, so yeah, just traveling along here and visiting my sister at the moment, and figured I'd check on in there. Sounds like you got a fairly good net there going over.
KBJ, WG4MC, well, Stephen, well, welcome. You say you're in eastern North Carolina. Where are you about at? I've got family up there in Greenville, and actually I kind of moved from New Bern down to Greenville to say good job. So where exactly are you out in eastern North Carolina?
The town that I'm in right now is Elizabethtown, which is about 40 miles south of Fayetteville there, over.
Yeah, I'm not familiar exactly where Elizabethtown is, but I've definitely heard of it. Well, glad you stopped by, and you said you're visiting with your sister, and I hope all is well with your visit, and I do agree with you, it was nice here. Not exactly t-shirt weather, but it was still nice. I think it got up around 60 this afternoon, maybe a little bit warmer, but sure was nice compared to the cold weather. But we could definitely use a break from the rain, because my backyard especially is, needless to say, if it rains too much more, I don't think I'll need a rowboat, over.
Yeah, I gather it's been kind of rainy around here. Let's see, it was about 2 o'clock or so today that front finally made its way over here, the one that you were also experienced, and we got some rain here. It cooled things off. It had gotten quite warm. I think it was somewhere near, well, upper 60 this morning, and it got up to, mid-70s today. It was quite breezy. I think Fort Bragg, I heard a 51 mile an hour wind speed there, and listening to the weather radio, and several other areas around had winds anywhere from the 30s to the 50s. So they must have had their speedometers out in the open there. Suppose they did. And but here, you know, in the trees, it was a little breezy, and it was nice and warm and whatnot. So I talked with my wife. Oh, I think that was about 9 o'clock this morning. Maybe 8 o'clock, something like that. Anyhow, sometimes this morning she was heading into town, back home where I live in South Dakota, and she was at. She said the van thermometer said 18 below zero there, and I was at 72 at the time. So we were a 90 degree difference there. I think I'd gotten down to 21 below last night up there in South Dakota. So, I'm glad her van started. Sometimes I guess I did put a new battery in it, so that helps to have a fresh battery, not one that's gonna cave under the cold. So it's holding up, but yeah, nice being down there, instead of bundled up to the eyeballs in clothing, you know, trying to stay warm.
KBJ, WG4MC, well, Steve, it's been a pleasure talking. talking to with you this evening. And again, enjoy the nice warm weather. And we hope you have a safe travel back to the QTH back there in South Dakota. I want to, anything else for the good of the net this evening, sir, before I try to get a few more check-ins? KB0, KBJ, WG, Form C.
No, not really. I kind of chatted myself out last night talking with Gary, so I think I'll keep it short tonight, and you have yourself a good night and good evening there, Matt, and all my other friends down there in the or over there in the Greenville area. Take care. Have yourself a good evening. KG4MC, KB0KBJ.
KBJWG4MC. Well, Steve, again, a pleasure, and again, safe travels back to QTH for you. Enjoy your visit with your sister. This is WG4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Looking for additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu. Zulu through Alpha. If you stop by late, that's not a problem. We would love to take your check-in. Please call WG4MC or Net Control.
RMC. Kilo, India 4, Tango Hotel Victor. KI4THV, Danny. Traveler's rest, negative and negative.
RMC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KI4THV, that's Danny, and Traverse Rest. Appreciate you stopping by, Danny. All right, additional stations to Alpha through Zulu. Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. For anyone who would like to stick around and do some ratitude, please call WG4MC or Net Control. DJW, WG4MC, are you available to copy my net report, sir?
WG4MC, W4DJW, ready to copy.
For the count? Maybe stand by and I'll get this last check-in. Go ahead, check-in WG4MC.
Matt, please check-in. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Rusty, I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments. I was messing around, forgot the time.
WU2T, that's Rusty and Moore. Not a problem, Rusty. Anyway, good to hear you on the radio, and again, hope you're having a wonderful evening. All right, Mr. Dave, W4DJW, please copy my message number 2020213, routine abbreviated from WG4MC to W4DJW. The Blue Ridge Team Internet report for February 13, 2020. We had a total of 41 check-ins, one piece of traffic. Break, sign it, WG4MC, I'll copy.
Copy your message number 2020213. 41 check-ins, one piece of traffic. Good net, Matt. Appreciate it. W4DJW back to WG4MC.
WG4MC. Appreciate it, Mr. Dave. All right, this is WG4MC now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night, and good luck. WG4MC clear.
KI4THV, W4DJW, still around, Dan?
KI4THV? Yeah, just got out here a second ago, just had got in.
Just caught the tail end of the net then. Steve is on, he's still hanging out on Echo Link, I see. But I know you know him and haven't talked to him in quite a while. Just thought I'd let you know he was in there earlier. Did you get that other radio that ever, did it ever come in?
I have another radio coming in. I've got a fan coming in for the V8000.
Okay. I was thinking it was a radio. So that's good, because I was going to mention I've replaced a fan on one not too long ago. You can do that. It's kind of hard to find them that are oriented exactly the way those are, but you can find them. Looks like you did. Anyway, Steve's in there. Just thought I'd let you know. W4DJW.
Tail end of his last rag chew on the net there. Like it was the last check-in coming in. I heard him for a little bit. Didn't know if he's still listening. That I was staying in that same place over there off 101 from Steve Olson. Rented from him there for a bit. So thought he'd enjoy hearing that. KI4THV.
KI4THV, KB0KBJ. You saying you living in the same place I used to?
That KB0KBJ, KF4THV. If you were in that first unit on the right pulling up the driveway.
Oh, really? Wow. Isn't that ironic? No, I was not in that one. I was on the one on the left, the only one on the left there. But, yeah, I did know the fellow in the right there. Boy, I forget his name. We went out on Lake Cunningham or Lake Robinson one time in the canoe I bought off him, which I still have. We paddled way up the lake, and then we didn't realize it, but there was a wind blowing us, helping us, and then we turned around and started paddling back after we were tired. It was a long, long paddle back, and we were about done for, and we finally flagged down a dude with a motorboat, and he pulled us back, back to the ramp and such. He was an interesting guy. He was selling rocks out of Brazil. And one time I'm hanging out in his house, and all of a sudden a huge thumping comes on the door. Well, the same one you're in now, see? And open the door, and there's SWAT team members there. And they ask for somebody who wasn't there. And we're like, no, he ain't there. Can we come in? Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm like, no, come on in. Yeah, check it out. And so they looked around. They didn't find anybody. But yeah, I guess somebody they wanted had lived there prior. But anyhow, yeah, I know where you're at. They're cool.
There were a few crazy things happened while we were over there. Some people moving in and out. And it got crazy there a few nights. But Steve, he was a pretty good guy. And, you know, we got along rather well. And helped him out with a few projects around there and everything. You know, I told him about you, and he said you all had been over there putting some antennas up in that big tree, that big poplar tree right there in the back behind that unit you're talking about. But, yeah, Steve was a pretty good guy. It was nice being over there for a while, but I'm back over here now where I've got my tower up, and, you know, my antenna's back up on my tower, my radio building, it's back at home.
Okay, so you're not there anymore. Yeah, so I guess he must still live there, Steve does?
Yeah, he still owns the place.
I was just asking, I guess Steve, he must still live there then, over?
Yeah, he still lives up in the big house. You're talking about Steve that owns the place?
Yeah, Steve Olin. He's actually a relation of mine, distant, but yeah, interesting. Or he's related to people I'm related to, something to that effect. I don't know, that's a roundabout method there, but I put a tree up there. Let's see who helped me. Well, I know Matt helped me. I can't remember his call anymore. What was his call, Dave, there? Matt, I can't remember. What, do you know who I'm talking about, Dave?
You're talking about Matthew Andrews, and it may take me a while to switch over. I'm having to turn a handheld on the input frequency to hear you, Steve, and turn it off when I'm talking. So I'm kind of slow. Plus, I'm logging into work because I got to meet some offshore people over in India, and they're just now getting in. It's their time to start working. So if I show up missing, you'll know what happened to me. W4DJW.
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about there. Thanks, Steve. So no monkeying around on the repeater tonight for you. So yeah, anyhow, Matt Andrews and I, he helped me, and there was somebody else, I forget who that was, put up a 17.5-foot tall collinear on top of that poplar tree, the top branch got knocked off. And so I made a pretty good antenna way up there, you know. Yeah, it wasn't bad. I had an HF antenna too. Strung up in that tree, tied to the telephone pole that went up to this alongside the driveway on one side. And that worked out all right, too. So, yeah, how else you been there, Danny? Good to hear you.
Everything's been going good. Cal4THV, righty. Everything's been going good. You know, like I say, I got moved back in over here. Yeah, I was sitting over there all the time looking back up at Pax Mountain back in behind, go right up across Pax Ridge, and man, up there, you want to talk about a place to put an antenna. That would be awesome.
Yeah, and that's a pretty steep road going up that ridge, I'll tell you. There was a ham that lived up there, too. He was out of New York or somewhere. I think he's passed away now. But we could see each other's lights, you know. I visited him. Helped him put up, after I had moved, I stayed at his place a little bit one time, and helped them put up a tower. And, I forget his name too. But anyhow, he was all right. And, you know what I always noticed interesting coming out off that ridge on back onto 101? I don't know if you ever noticed. You know how steep that thing was? I tried to take my bicycle up that thing. I couldn't even get up that thing with a bicycle. I'd do a burnout, you know? And, but coming back down, I don't know if you ever noticed how, if you looked up like across the road at the trees, how they seemed to kind of just flatten out the slower you got down. It was really a weird optical illusion. It was like you would see a water tower off over the distance or some tower and hills and whatnot, and then you'd come down the hill and everything would just kind of flatten out and disappear, and you'd be like, what happened? It was, I guess it was just because you're coming down at such a steep angle or something.
That's a really steep hill. Most of the time when I was coming down it, I was thinking about, you know, man, if you just had, all it would take would be a brake line right there, you know, and I mean, there's nothing but the trees and the bank going off the other side of 101 to stop you. Going up it, I went over there, I got an 85 Silverado Chevrolet pickup, and I built a 04 all aluminum LS engine and put in it, and rode up there, and I went up Pax Mountain just out riding around, and it started raining. Man, you want to talk about those 275s on the back of that truck, it was all over the place going up that hill, just slipping around.
Oh, man, I could just imagine. Yeah, that sounds like a nice rig, except for when you're trying to mountain climb, doing burnouts everywhere.
A Richmond 14 gear and put a spool in it, so there's no playing around on one wheel. If it starts to break loose, it's just patting, pedal it through. But, Steve, it's been good hearing you, man, talking with you, but I hate to run, but I don't have a fan on the back of this radio, and it heats up pretty quick. Normally, every time you key down, it turns the fan on low, and now there's no fan at all, so I don't want to take a chance and overheat this radio.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, makes sense. I think you said V8000, ICOM V8000. You know, I got one sitting in the box I've only used about it. Couple times, if that's the one you talk about, front firing speaker on that thing, and it's a good radio though. But I haven't used that. I mean, I haven't even seen that thing in a few years. I should pull it out and look at it again. That thing is pretty near pristine. Anyhow, good hearing you there, Danny. Definitely is. I mean, we ain't talked in, so I don't know since when I moved from down there. That's been 12 years ago now. Man, time flies, don't it? But yeah. Definitely ain't forgot about you. Have yourself a good evening there, Danny. We'll catch you later. KF4THV, KB0KBJ.
Really good hearing from you. Hope you have a safe trip back. I think that's what I caught you saying where you were headed back in the morning. Have a safe trip back and try to stay warm up there in South Dakota. Good hearing from you. KB0KBJ, KF4THV.
Man, I'll swing through that area, and I plan on visiting your dad there, so maybe we'll run into each other. We'll catch you later. I'll probably be over there tomorrow. KB0, KBJ, 73.
KBJ, KI4, LZI4.
Andy, my man, what's happening?
I guess you've been gone a while. I'm probably ain't aware of everything, but I'm going to give you another thing about the battery's back gone.
Oh, man, I was just waiting, too. I know. I heard you said your battery's about gone. Well, I guess you got to do what you got to do there to get that thing fired up. I'll leave it on here for a while. I'll be listening. KB0, KBJ.
I
yeah, you signaled when the first time you first called me. It was good. It's gone kind of scratchy, but go ahead, Dan. I full link on 7-9, I guess I could get in. I'm coming in on Echo Link right now. So, if there's there, I will try that and see if I can't get in there. and then I'll pop over there if that's the case. But I got to find if there's one on there first. Over. Yeah, not making out much, as you say, just scratching and static there, Andy, over. Okay, I got the fact that he's saying that you'd try to be back. I'll be here. KB0, KBJ.
KBJ, KG4, QLR.
KG4, QLR. KB0, KBJ. Let me guess. Is this Ron? I'm stabbing at it. I recognize the call as somebody I know. But the name may be a little... I might be wrong on the name. Tell me if I am. Anyhow, go ahead. Hey, Ron. Good to hear you. Glad you give me a shout. No, I'm not snowed in up to my neck at all. In fact, there ain't a flake of snow anywhere around me. It's probably some 60s out, maybe lower 60s, upper 50s. It's beautiful here in southeastern North Carolina. It's just awesome. You know, that's where I'm at right now, 61. So, yeah, but back home up there, yeah, it's cold. I mean, I talked to the wife up there. It was 18 below, and that was a few hours after the sun had come up. So I think they seen 21 below up there tonight while I was sitting down here, got up to something like mid-70s today. So we had a 90-degree difference between me and her being up there and me down here. So I was enjoying it. I'm just kind of swinging through, not really working. Well, I'm transporting a truck we bought back to the Dakotas, but that's about it. But I'm just kind of swinging through the area. I'll be through the area tomorrow and maybe stick around for the weekend. Go ahead. You know, I haven't heard much of him, and I haven't called him. I don't even know if I have his telephone number anymore. I was thinking him about him the other day and wondering how he's doing. If you know anything, well, let me in on it. Over.
I haven't heard anything about a year and a half to 2 years, but he's somewhere over there in the Pacific nowadays. Because his daughter's hooking him up with another woman to marry over there somewhere. And it's been, I guess, a year and a half to 2 years ago when he come on this net and told us the situation. Most of us hadn't heard a thing out of him since then.
So, say that again. What, he sold his house and he moved out of the area and he's down across the Pacific in Thailand or something? What happened?
He sold his property or not, but he ain't been up there in about a year and a half to 2 years. He come on the net here one night back during that time, told us he was leaving the area and was going over into the Pacific over there. And his daughter had found him another wife, let's put it that way, the way I understood it. And he's trying to get her into this country, but he's over there in the Pacific for the most part right now.
Isn't that interesting? Well, you know, last time I did talk to him, he had himself a nice little BMW convertible car he sent me a picture of. I think he even sent me a picture of this. Yeah, he had talking about a woman out there out of Thailand or or somewhere over there, somewhere in one of them Asian countries, that he said he was going to marry, she was going to come over here, and then they'd live happily ever after. And it wasn't happening, hadn't happened yet, but he was looking forward to it. But, yeah, sounds like it, maybe she didn't make it over for whatever reason, maybe paperwork. So sounds like he said, well, I'm going to go there, and he beat it out of town.
Go ahead and just take it over to the station, go ahead. I just wanted to inform Steve of a few things he didn't know about.
India, I didn't know about that either. That's interesting. You know, I'm dating a girl that's in the Philippines right now, so I can kind of identify with them, the whole K-1 visa process and all that kind of stuff. I'm well familiar. Consulted a lawyer, and a lot of times guys will just go expat and go move into the country because, you know, they can live off of so little over there. You know, if they have a little bit of wealth here, it's a whole lot over there, and they could can live indefinitely over there off of even just a couple hundred thousand. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous how cheap things are over there. Anyway, I'll let you guys go. I already signed out and going to let y'all get back together. Just want to say hey to Steve. But it's also good to know what happened to him. I figured he was an SK. All this time, I thought he was gone because I never heard anything else. You know, that's what happens to him. You just don't hear from him no more. You can figure they're SK, you know. Yeah, good to hear you, Andy. We'll catch you later. 73K24QLR.
Well, to be completely honest, who knows? He might be dead over there in the Pacific now, but the last time I heard him here on this net, that's what he was telling everybody, and none of us has heard a peep out of him since, so he's either over there dealing with that or he has croaked. I don't really know, but that's what he said at the time, and it took me back, but, you know, he ain't been heard since. Go ahead, Steve.
A little bit more backstory on Dwight and the situation, why he decided to start looking again for a wife. Because, you know, he had one, and she took off on him after UFOs shot up on that lake near him or something. She said, I'm out of here. That was years ago before we even knew him, I think. Or definitely before I knew him. And he got kind of cranky and hermit-y, you know, he was being a hermit up there and wouldn't allow nobody to come up there or nothing. And that's his right, he can do that. But he told me, he said, you know what, when he got that diverticulitis or whatever that problem was in his gut, he was in the hospital a lot. And he was getting taken care of by nurses. He said, you know, I got taken care of by nurses and I started getting all nice and stuff. And I realized, you know, I just been cranky because I ain't had nobody, no nice women around or nothing. And I started looking around, but I couldn't find nothing local. So I had to go overseas, and I think it was upon this. And so then the story goes on from there, as you know. So, yeah, who knows? Like the other fella said there, he could be dead over there in the Philippines. But, you know, that is how it kind of happens. We just disappear. You don't hear from us again. But hopefully he died and if he's dead, which I hope he isn't, I'd like to hear from him again. He certainly was an interesting guy, or is an interesting guy. But if he did die, he probably, hopefully did it with a big smile on his face and laying on the beach or something, you know.
He forgot all about everybody else, about setting a schedule with anybody else to talk with anybody else once they got over there. That was the last I know I heard here when he announced that on this net here. And I'll admit, I don't do much HF because of antenna issues, but I hadn't. You know, he could have done echo link from over there possibly somewhere, and that's just the last we heard.
Yeah, well, it don't surprise me. Dwight was always an interesting character, but and still is. I'm just going to say he still is. But what wouldn't surprise me either was all of a sudden he did pop up on the repeater on Echolink, you know, and join us in the conversation anytime. He's that kind of guy, you know, just pop out the woodwork. You know, when I first started listening on the repeater here and talking, you know, listening in on the net, and Tommy WBUUQ with a voice that sounded like he was gargling gravel there. He had such a deep voice. Him and talking and Dwight and Dwight all was interested. Well, Dwight always checked, you know, I was new to the WBS. Net control. This is KD4USA, Jackson County, North Carolina, or sometimes you say, KD4USA, JCNC, the only slave on the plantation. I'll be here for comments. I'd listen to that. I'd be like, the only slave on, they don't allow slaves around here still, do they? I don't think so. Nah, what's this all about? Now that's how you check in. You remember that?
I do remember that, and you're right. Tommy Matt used WB4UUQ. He is a silent. I do remember that. He's been gone for, I don't know now how many years, but I'm guessing maybe 4 or 5 at least. Tommy is gone.
Yeah, I remember when he passed away, too. I don't think it was too much after I moved up here, or up to South Dakota, that he passed away. But I do know that he's gone there.
Track of time on some of this myself, but I remember before Max went back to Michigan, he went to Tommy's funeral. He did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I knew that Max went back up to the Michigan area, too. Must have got tired of the South or whatever. Yeah, it kind of surprised me that he'd move away, but I guess he did. And that's that. Of course, I suppose the people are surprised that I moved away. Why would you move back up to the cold country? Well, at least I try to keep in touch some.
Max has been back up north. He's got his extra class license now. And I don't know if you got anything for DMR, but every now and then he pops in on DMR off down here on DMR. Our book here down here on Glassy Mountain's got a DMR repeater up that's linked into the heart system, and every now and then Max pops in on that.
No, okay. No, I've not got much into the DMR. I got the capabilities, I believe. I don't have a DMR radio, although they're pretty cheap, so that ain't a problem getting one. But I've got Yaesu Fusion radios, and I got an open spot, which allows me to get on the internet, because there is no repeaters near me that do the digital thing of any kind. So I have bought the new radios. I got about 3 of them, and the digital radios, you know, Fusion, all of them. And I figured, well, if I'm going to make use of that Fusion site, I got to get something to get on the internet, because obviously there's nothing around here. So I bought myself one of those little open spots, and I forgot to bring it with, though, on this trip. So anyhow, but I do have an open spot, which I think will kind of convert over to DMR. And then I'd have to figure out how to get on your repeater there, if I can do that. So there might be a way I could pop in on that one, but no, I don't have DMR as of right now. They're over. KB0KBG.
Tells the guy, well, I wouldn't have one myself if someone hadn't donated a cheap one to me about a year and a half ago. The only reason I got one. These DMRs, you got to have code plugs in them, but there is one on Glacier Mountain outside of Pickens that's tied into the heart system. And Max has been on there from time to time on the DMR machine. And from my understanding by all these different digital systems, they're not interoperable, but I wish they'd become that way, just in case for some reason down the line we lost analog.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it'd be the digital go down first. Analog's pretty robust. It's simple, you know. So, yeah, if we lose analog, it's not because it'll only be because they shut it down or something. So we can't use encounter radios, which doesn't make no sense. Might as well talk on the internet as I'm doing right now anyhow. And then that wouldn't even be the whole spirit of the hobby. But anyhow. Yeah, how is Max doing? You say he pops in and he's been up there for a while now, I suppose, and I had heard he moved back up there. So let's see, you doing all right? Over.